This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Montana Constitution. The document is unique among constitutions, in part because it recognizes the right to a clean and healthful environment. Montana lawmakers focused on conservation say the provision is an important foundation for protecting land, water, and air. State Senator Pat Flowers of Belgrade says this part of the Constitution gets to Montanans' appreciation for land and water.
That language has allowed us to really support conservation efforts in this state, support just basic environmental health in this state, and I think without it, we're very vulnerable.
Montana's second constitution was ratified by voters on June 6, 1972. According to legal scholars, the biggest test for this provision was in 1999, when the Montana Supreme Court ruled that this right was preventative, meaning it could be used to protect the environment before it was harmed. State Senator Janet Ellis of Helena represented the Montana Audubon on issues in the legislature before she became a lawmaker herself.
There were a lot of bills specifically directed at defining clean and healthful environment to be a little less than clean and healthful. There's just been a lot of attacks over the years of that provision, and it is very, very important.
State Representative Willis Curdy of Missoula says the constitutional right also helps to undergird the state's economy.
By following the whole idea of a clean and healthful environment, we have attracted a tremendous recreational industry to the state. And maintaining clean air, clean water, that has really made tourism literally the number two economy in the state and is a big driver.
The outdoor recreation industry contributes $7.1 billion to Montana's economy each year and supports more than 70,000 jobs. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.